Hi, everybody. This is Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And you're listening to bbsradio.com. For those of you who tuned in a few minutes ago and were wondering where we were, I just want to let you know that there was a fire in the town where the station is, which is Paradise, California. So as we said a moment ago, there's fire in Paradise. And the station is really down to one internet line and not too many call-in lines or anything. So we're very lucky to go on at all. It's a miracle. I'm thrilled to be here because I have very exciting guests this evening. So first I just want to greet you all by saying Om Shanti, which means I greet you with peace. And again, I'm Laurie Handlers, your host at Tantra Cafe. Let me right away tell you that the call-in numbers to call us in on the show, which you may have that came in email to you, is a different number tonight because they're down to one line. So everybody get a pencil. If you want to call in tonight because you know who's on my show, the Immortals, People Unlimited, Bernie, Chuck, and Jim are on my show tonight. If you want to call in, you're going to need to write this number down, 530-876-9916. That's 530-876-9916 if you want to call in this evening on the show. And you can still fast chat. I see the fast chat is working, so you can fast chat me if you want to. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Tonight's show is going to be a continuation of what we started a few weeks ago. It's on the subject of physical immortality. And just as my appetizer, I want to talk to you a little bit about that for a moment, and then I'm going to welcome my guests. Tantra has a lot to do with physical immortality. I mean, you're wondering maybe how I bridged this gap. What am I doing talking about physical immortality if Tantra is really the theme of Tantra Cafe? And what I want you all to know is that because I've done so much work on myself in terms of personal growth and development, and because the people around me have done so much work on themselves, and a lot of it through Tantra, we've done emotional clearing where we've repatterned our DNA. We've eliminated all kinds of negative behaviors and habits and addictions and codes that we had strung into our DNA, such that when we first heard the Immortals, we actually could easily hear what they were saying and we could get the conversation just like it went right in. It fell right in. It certainly fell right into me. It was like a conversation I've been waiting to have my whole life. Very similar to when I discovered Tantra. That was what I had been waiting to hear my whole life, and now all of a sudden I've cleared the path for the next level conversation, which is, if I'm doing all this work on myself, why wouldn't I want to live forever? Why would I want to then die? So I found this group of people. Luckily, they came to New York. They live in Sedona. I mean, not in Sedona, sorry, Scottsdale. They live in Scottsdale, Arizona. Luckily, I found them, and when they started to talk about staying around forever, that just went instantly into me. I had almost no resistance to the conversation, and that's why I've invited them back on the show, and that's why I'm urging you all to come and see them when they're in New York. I'll tell you more about that. They're going to be in New York in October. So I know you may be listening from all over the world, but if you're on the East Coast, you're going to have an amazing opportunity to meet them soon. So without further ado, I want to welcome to my show my wonderful guests this evening, Bernie, Chuck, and Jim. Are you there?
Hi.
Yeah, hi, Laurie.
Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
It's great to hear you.
Thank
great
you.
Great to be on your show again.
Thank you. It's great to have you. It really is, and, you know, you were missed. I know you were all on vacation for a few weeks, and everybody out there missed you, and I missed you, too. So I'm hoping that we build that same kind of interest and calling and stirring and missing in the people who are listening to my show tonight. A lot of people are listening tonight, and so let's just get started. I want to get started where we left off. And but maybe we should just give people a little bit of a teeny bit of background first, and then we'll just start. And just to remind people, we left off last time with We had just gotten into politics, the politics of dying, death and dying. We had also touched on sex. I don't know where we went with that, but that was in that conversation. So I'm just stimulating you to see if you remember. And I just want to, you know, have people hear from each of you just for a few moments about just a quick synopsis on how you actually discovered physical immortality in your own body and your own cells, and then we'll go right into how we're programmed in this country and others in other countries are programmed for death. So who wants to start?
Go ahead, Chuck, you can start out.
All right. Well, I awakened, I heard, this was in 1960, that in the spring of 1960, I awakened. I experienced what I term as a cellular awakening, or which is the DNA within my body began to remember there wasn't a blueprint there that had lain dormant. And when I heard someone say that the body doesn't have to die, I heard of an individual in Los Angeles I was told that he was saying that the body doesn't have to die. And this caused the memory of physical immortality to begin to move within me. And then one evening I had such a cellular awakening that I saw, yes, that is the true heritage, that's the true genetics of humanity. They are blind to it as a whole, but it's who we are. And it's wonderful, it's tremendous what you expressed earlier, Lori, about your work in Tantra yoga, because you talked about the DNA and the beginning to remember. It was like you had already done a lot of work and process, that when you met us, it was like there was a remembering in your own body, so it wasn't foreign to you. Even though it would appear sometimes we speak in a different language than the everyday person speaks in, because our language no longer polluted and tainted with the different euphemisms that can be expressed by humanity through the death program that exists. And anyway, it's been many years now, and I'm still speaking of physical immortality. I've traveled into 26 different countries, and still going, and intend to keep going. And looking forward to sharing with you tonight.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks so much. It's so great what you say. Really so great. So now we're going to hear from Bernie and Jim. And how did you all meet? I mean, how can one physical immortal find the others? So, Bernie.
Go ahead, Bernie.
Well, first of all, I've been an individual speaking in Los Angeles, California on the radio, and he was speaking about physical mortality, and the moment I heard that, it was like, that's who I am. And I just began to respond. I never felt that death was right for the human body. And so in that, I began to focus on meeting somebody else who felt this way. And so then eventually, in a year's time, I met Charles Brown. And we began to move together and really give to being physically immortal. And there was so much in those days to be experienced with, but there still is. But nobody was either interested or thought it was very strange and very weird to say that the physical body does not have to die. So then eventually we met Jim Stroll, and the three of us have moved together. And many, many people, and it's just great. I find myself just feeling on a continuous basis a freshness of my person, and I'm planning to live forever. I have that feeling within my body. It's like it's not a dream. It's absolutely physical for all of us. It's real stuff. It's not something spiritual or something intangible for the body to the body is so magnificent that there is no way that it has to age and die. And I don't find that I respond at all to the aging process. I'm not responding to it. I don't find any response in my body to it. In fact, I find that I tend to totally go on forward. I'm preparing to live like I've never lived before. And I've been here a long time according to the years of humanity, but it's just the beginning for me. It's like, I'm so excited.
Bernie, thanks so much. It's so fantastic to hear your energy and your commitment. I'm going to come back in a little and ask you some questions about some of the terms that you used.
Okay.
But just fantastic to hear you and to hear your voice.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. Jim, let's go. How did you find them?
Okay, I was kind of mesmerized by what they were saying. always something new coming out. You know, I love hearing them. So, well, for me, far back as I can remember, I was always interested in late forever. I mean, I can remember specifically when I was around 10 or 11, I asked my mother, I said, why do we have to die to go to heaven? Why can't we have, you know, heaven here on earth? Why do we have to die? And, well, you know, she said, wow, she said, that's a really good question. And yet, you know, it's just, I don't have an answer for that, she said. I only know that we're taught that, you know, we have to die. Although she said, and she related to, in Christianity, the coming of the Messiah, again, the coming of Jesus, the second coming of Jesus, that there would be people on earth that wouldn't see death. And I immediately said, well, I want to be one of those. So, I always felt, I was talking about this the other night in one of our events, that I was a real seeker. And I was always looking for what was the greatest living, you might say. And consequently, I feel I found that now. I've ended that path because the greatest living is being deathless, living physically immortal, not dying. That's the greatest living. There's no question about it. But I was always looking for that, and it's like I was looking for a place, in a sense, to what I felt to rest my body. I felt like I was looking for home, not knowing that really the home is our body. Our body is our home. And I didn't really discover that totally until later in my life, you know, completely, because, but I always felt a kind of unrest. I was looking for a place to where I could really live, where I could really abide. And so I was in Integral Yoga, when I was 16, and of course, Integral Yoga, Sri Aurobindo, who was the guru, of Integral Yoga, was like the Abraham Lincoln of India. He was trying to bring together all of the yogis and to use their enlightenment, their super enlightenment, to create what he called a super body that would not die. And I thought that was magnificent. That really moved me, so I got involved in that for quite some time and studied that in Sedona in the ashram there, and went to the San Francisco ashram and so forth and so on. But still, people did not still really connect with the body in the way that I was feeling. Most of the people even studying Integral Yoga were still into the enlightenment and not even to what Sri Aurobindo was trying to bring about, and that was the real consciousness of the body, of who we really are, that we are our bodies. So I then, you know, kept my path, you might say, until I ran into Chuck and Bernie in approximately 1968, and I heard them speak, and they were in Scottsdale. They came to Scottsdale to speak, and I went to see them, and I was about 18 then, and they immediately, Chuck spoke, and he said, it's physical immortality now. He said, I'm physically immortal now. And I said, oh, my God. He said, that's everything I've been looking for. We don't have to be on this path trying to get to perfection so we can get our reward in heaven or something, or our reward, you know, after we die. I said, our reward is now, if we'll take it. And I think that's the greatest thing, and that's what physical immortality is about, that we can have our reward is in living now, but we've got to stop this tyranny of death in ourselves and the world.
Thanks, Jim. That's fantastic. And, you know, just hearing your words is very inspiring. I really hope that the people listening in can, you know, get it easily with as little resistance as possible. But, you know, I know that human beings have resistance built in, and some of it is a good mechanism. But, unfortunately, this is a message that would help people really live a great life if they could, if they would just let this message in. And that's what I'm hoping. That's why I'm having you on the show again, and you're coming to New York, and we're letting a lot of people know about it.
Well, thank you. Go ahead. I was just going to add to what you said there, Pamela, if I may. As you know, yes, it is such a wonderful way to live. I mean, free of all the bondage to all the and all the tyranny of death and the superstitions and all the belief systems that have been made up by human beings to make death more palatable, more acceptable. So you live free of all those things, and it's wonderful. But you know, also in this talk, you know, like we have, like we're having now, it's great. But as you know, there's so much to really express, so much to really go into, that it's hard to say everything we feel. So yes, I hope too that people can get a real feeling in their bodies as they're listening here of what we're really saying here, and want to explore more themselves, who and what we're about.
Good, good. Something, I want to just give people the number in case they want to call in. I want to repeat that number because they're not the same numbers that I usually give out or that were in the emails. If people want to call, the number is 530-876-9916. That's a different number from the ones that I usually tell you. In case you just tuned in, this is Laurie Handlers. You're listening to Tantra Cafe. My guests tonight are Jim, Bernie, and Chuck from Scottsdale, Arizona, People Unlimited. If you want to go to their website to check them out, the website is peopleunlimitedinc.com, and you can find out more about them if you want to do a little research. But right now, I would prefer if you listen in. A couple of things I just want to say. Something Chuck said, and then just something else about this resting. We'll just go to something Jim mentioned, and that is, you know, when I look at the things that people are afraid of, and when I look at the things that I've been afraid of in my life, like if I say, okay, I'm afraid not to be loved. Okay, I'm afraid to be abandoned. Okay, I'm afraid I'll go broke. Okay, I'm afraid someone won't like me if I have to, you know, get in their face. Oh, I'm afraid get in an accident, whatever. When you look at the bottom of all that fear, every fear that I could possibly name, underneath that fear is a fear of death.
That's right.
You know, death of a relationship, death of my ego, death of my physical body in an accident, death of confronting somebody and them killing me off. You know, whatever it is, it's all the death of something. So if what you're saying is that we declaring physical immortality and going for it, like just caring for the body and caring for the self and caring for the self and the health and the mind, such that we're going to live forever, such that the body will live forever, then eliminating all those fears makes it pretty easy, much easier to communicate with people, much easier to drive, much easier to anything, because it's with awareness of, hey, I'm sticking around. Is that not true?
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Sorry, the thing that is like with an accident, really, we start becoming an accident on our way to happen. And like you said, it's all connected. It is all connected with the program of death, the inevitableness of death. And this is where, in our touching this in the DNA of the body, and bringing a vividness of that into focus for those who are hungry to really live, they want to hear more and more and more. And when that happens, it begins to be a spreading throughout the entire body of this new intelligence. It begins to be released. And you begin to realize how everything is based on death-oriented culture, a death-oriented world. All of our politics, all of our establishment, you know, they're all built around a death and dying humanity. And to change that is quite, it's quite large. It's a vision that is, to most people, is overwhelming. But it's like, it has to be a beginning. And we are a beginning in this area. This is our purpose. for coming is to really wake up beings on the planet to who they really are, what their true lineage really is. And it's not all the program and the garbage that we've been filled with, and only in that. And it's not enough. Immortality is blown identity, has no meaning. You have to have the deep communication of that. And I call it a cellular communication, where there is a cellular language of the body. We get in touch with the language of the body, with one another, and we begin to experience our need of others. It's our experience of need in our need of others that we begin to abolish all of that death-oriented community around us. In other words, I say abolish the thought patterns that exist, the energy that is released from death-oriented bodies. It's very huge, but we're prepared.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just on that subject, the other thing that I was going to mention before we get into some of the stuff we, you know, going to delve into more greatly, just before I came on the show tonight, I went to pick up something from a friend, some things I had left at her apartment, and she said to me on the way, you know, I said I can only stay a minute, I have to race home because I have to get on the lines with my radio show, and she said, well, you know, break a leg tonight.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, you know, and I thought, I will not. You know, I just didn't say it. Most of the time to people, I just go, I will not break a leg. And, you know, someone has told me recently what that means. It doesn't mean, you know, breaking it, what we think. But it's just like that to me is the same thing as saying, you know, knock 'em dead, or
yeah,
that stuff we talked about before, you know, this cake is to die for, or...
It's amazing.
Yeah, or I'm going brain dead, or, I mean, so many expressions.
Oh, this is killing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. This thing just about killed me.
Yeah.
Well, no, it didn't. So thanks for saying that. It really is, Chuck, what you said. It really is like a repatterning. I think it's, you know, it's reprogramming. It's, yeah, we've been programmed like the Walking Dead.
True.
So true. Now, hang on a second, everybody, because I don't know if we can do a commercial tonight or not. I need to. If we can do a commercial break, we're supposed to take one now. So I'm just going to say who we are. We're on Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers. You're listening to this program tonight with my guests from People Unlimited, Jim and Chuck and Bernie, and we're going to take a station break right now if we can. The station has been having some fire difficulties today, and I just want to see if we can do it. So everybody, just stay tuned for a moment. Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of Eve's Garden? Eve's Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/Tantra Cafe. Go there now.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Laurie Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Laurie Handlers. I'm your host on Tantra Cafe, and I'm here this evening with my guests, the Immortals, Bernie, Chuck, and Jim, and they are with us tonight from Scottsdale, Arizona, and we're in a conversation about the death programming of our culture, of everything around us, and how to break it, how to actually reprogram ourselves, how to change the software in our bodies, in our DNA, so that we can live forever. So as we come back, I just want to tell you this. When I tell people about you, the first thing they say to me is, well, what do they do if somebody in the community dies? And that's the biggest question that I get. Do any of you want to answer that?
Well, first of all, we have had people die that have been involved with us. But I really give a lot of praise for these individuals for going for a deathless life. You have to remember that we're doing something new here. I use the analogy sometimes that there was many crashes with the Wright brothers before they finally flew.
That's brilliant.
That was the reality. Just because we have people that die, we have people die all the time in this world. Right now, this moment, people are dying, but it's not going to stop us from creating a deathless life. We've also said, and I think it's very important, that even to go for a deathless life is better than just, settling for a life filled with death. So people who actually open themselves up to being physically immortal and begin to live a life without death have the greatest life ever, because they get rid of all those superstitions, all the blockages that are there, and gives them the best chance to live. And for the most part, we've had a lot more people that were in terminal conditions that have outlived that terminal condition than we've had die.
Fantastic. Bernie, you wanted to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, Jim pretty well said everything, but I find that people really do, if they just begin to even just give to a feeling about really living abundantly, it does really affect body cellularly. It affects us in our thoughts, every kind of way we begin. We're turning everything around. It's quite a wonderful experiencing, and it really causes us to go to the deep, that calls into the deep. I don't think very many people really give much consideration People say to me, well, I don't ever even think about dying. Well, sometimes I think they need to think about it, because it's going to happen sooner or later unless we change this. I think most people don't want to think about death. But I think there has to be a real stirring in the body where we realize how quick death comes, and that we can absolutely stop that. I feel it. I experience that that we are moving in such a way. It takes really to not just an individual walk. I'm finding that the more people that come together with the feeling about walking free of death, we affect one another. We inspire each other in a way that we wouldn't experience otherwise. I mean, I think I'm a great person, but I'm not enough on my own. There are other people. There are people that have something to contribute to me that I don't contribute. So it's just so vital to create an environment where we have a lot of people around us who feel this way, because death is an intelligence, and it's in the body until we walk free of it, until we rid our bodies of that. It's there, so it really takes some. This is not a shallow kind of happening that's going on. It's really in depth, a very responsible. It caused us to really be very responsible for how we treat one another, what we think, you know, and many, many things come into view, of our relationships and everything. We're finding how that when there's any kind of conflict that goes on, like in a relationship with one another, like a friendship, it could be a love relationship or whatever, but when there's a conflict, it really does cause an aging in the body. There are so many things that we've given to in our life that cause the body to experience a gravitational pull downward. And so we're moving to lift one another so high that we can see forever.
Bernie, you know, that was such a great expression.
Beautiful.
Thank you. You know, the thing I was going to come back to about something you said earlier, you just defined the whole thing. You used in your terms, in your opening remarks, about you met Chuck and then you met Jim and the three of you moved together, and you used the term move. We moved together, and you just said how you can't do it alone. You think you're a great person, but you can't do it alone. It takes other people. It's going to take a lot of energy, a lot of support, and a certain way of being responsible and communicating with one another to reverse the gravitational pull, to reverse the negativity. And that's really what you mean by moving together, isn't it?
Exactly. Oh, so, yeah, love what you
said. When you talk about, I've heard you speak about how death is quick and how you have to outmove death. You have to move fast enough that you're moving.
Yeah.
You're moving. So could you speak about that a little?
Go ahead, Bernie.
Oh.
Yeah, Bernie,
well,
you.
the thing is, we all face different, thought patterns. We face things that have been a routine life, and it takes we have to be faster. Death is fast, and to live, we have to be faster. We have to travel really quick, and make sure we don't get stuck in the muck, stuck in the depression of life, stuck in the suppression of life. There's so many things that we come face to face with. Look, we face all realities, and we're looking at everything. We're facing everything and avoiding nothing, and I think that has so much to do with staying alive and feeling such an exuberance in your body and abundance of your person. So I'm sure Chuck or Jim might want to say more on that. But.
Yeah, well, you said it very, very well. I mean, there's a moving faster than death, and that means that, you know, we all get a lot of thoughts, like Bernie was saying. The human mind is constantly turning, you know, get thousands, millions of thoughts every day. You couldn't possibly act on every one of them. And it's important to what we call rightly divide. You're acting on those thoughts that really build your life. You're moving faster in your own person. You're responding to that which really is constructive rather than that which is destructive. And that's how we are with each other. And I think it's very important to say, also like Bernie said, that this is not a lone identity trip. I mean, I personally believe that together we can beat this enemy, death. And death is our worst enemy. And we need to recognize that, what our enemy is. It's not each other. We fight each other in this world over belief systems and ridiculous sacred ideas of land and property and belief systems. We need to be fighting death together, and together, people who really have a passion for living can beat this enemy, death.
Well said. Well said. Chuck?
Jim, that's great. I was so inspired by you and Bernie both and what you expressed too, Lori. That's why we emphasize the cellular awakening. It's more than just physical immortality. It's more than just an idea whose time has come. There can be a mental consent that, oh, it's a wonderful idea, and people play with the idea, and it becomes a social conversation even. But what really makes the difference is when there is a biological shift, and there is the release of the new intelligence to where there's a new immune system that begins to work within the body that begins to recognize the patterns of death that have operated. We're not going to be policing one another to see if one another is being a perfect immortal, blah, blah, blah. What is happening is that it's a cellular awakening of the individual that there is a responsibility taken by that person. Then we come together as a part of the whole, being conscious only of the whole. And from there, there's a quick response. There's a quick response, a reflex. It's like even concerning an accident, concerning many different things. The body is aware if a virus attaches itself to the body, or a foreign body would seek to enter the body, there are detecting cells, you know, that are aware, and it signals the immune system to click in and release that which is antibodies. That must be the immortal life releasing immortal antibodies in the bodies of one another, to where it becomes instinctive and intuitive to be physically immortal.
Well, when you say that, Chuck, I can really understand what Bernie's saying about this not being, and what Jim said about this not being an individual trip.
Absolutely.
Because if there's no one else on the planet saying this, or very few people, let's say there's a few people on the planet talking about this. There's been, Leonard Orr has been talking about physical immortality for a long time, and there's other people. I mean, I don't even know how many. I'm not an authority on it because I only started thinking about it when I met you, and that's only a few months ago.
Right.
So I can't claim to know too much about this. All I know is I know about it on my cellular level.
That's
because
right.
I had no resistance to you when I heard you. Like, it seemed like, wow, okay. You know, just like that for me. It was like I heard you loud and clear. And for some people, I know it's very scary. It really, really challenges the whole religious system. It challenges the whole political system. It challenges the whole emotional system. It challenges people who are medicating themselves down. It challenges people who are spending loads of money on life insurance policies. It challenges people who sell insurance. I mean, there's so many games going on here. I mean, it's been my opinion that the last election was totally based on fear. I mean, every single thing that could have been pulled out of anybody's pocket about fear, and ultimately it's the fear of death, is why people, you know, went into those voting booths and voted their levers the way they did. You know, they pushed the election that way. And I think it's all fear-mongering. So when you say that, you know, that piece, it seems so understandable why there must be people. There must be other people. You call it be other bodies. There must be other bodies moving together, because how could anyone keep feeding themselves the message of physical immortality by themselves? It's just, there's just too much media and stimulation coming the other way.
Absolutely. It permeates the entire world. And all the cultures have this disease.
Yeah, a lot of money is made on death. So, you know, just think of the mortuaries. I mean, people who run these death houses. What would happen if everybody quit dying? I mean, they'd have to give up their businesses and so forth.
I'll never forget when we took a tour to Australia. Actually, it was about the second time we were there, and we were getting really good response from people in Australia about immortality, and there was a lot of energy going. We were on radio shows and some TV shows and so forth. The next time we came back, there was an article. We were passing through Sydney, and the main paper came out with an article on the front headlines that said, the people are not dying like they used to. There was a big meeting, a conference of owners of morticians that were having this conference, and they were concerned because they weren't getting as many deaths, and the business was down. And so a lot of the people who we were in contact with at that time through speaking there, they said, wow, this must be a... So I think you guys have already affected us here in Australia, because the deaths are down, you know? So it is a
That's
powerful
great.
Thing. It's a very,
that
yeah,
is
it,
great.
It is both great and humorous, you know.
Yeah, so we need to take another station break now. We need to just pause for a moment. So I just want to, we'll be back in a moment to continue this conversation. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm here with Chuck, Bernie, and Jim from People Unlimited, and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. I, Laurie Handlers, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India, November 19th to December 1st, 2008. You'll see the Taj Mahal and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience Jaipur, the pink city, and visit the sacred lake of Pushkar. Then, at dawn from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. You'll tour Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment, and then you'll explore the exotic Kama Sutra temples of Khajuraho. Finally, you'll shop till you drop in the Paraganj Bazaar in New Delhi. Throughout the tour, you'll learn tantric techniques and principles, and I promise you'll feel a tremendous sense of well-being as we delve into these simple yet potent tantric tools. Please note that no previous experience with Tantra or yoga is necessary. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible country of India. And I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not a typical tourist.
For more information about this exciting tantric tour of the heart of India, contact Laurie at butterflyworkshops.com or write to her at
Hi everybody, this is Laurie. I'm your host on Tantra Cafe, and I'm here with Jim, Chuck, and Bernie. Oh, I want to let you know that I actually just got a Skype. It's from Michelle, and she says, hello Bernie, Chuck, and Jim, and Laurie. I love you all so much. I'm in deep gratitude for your lives and for the call you put out for immortality now. I thank you for your gift. I mean, that's about all I can read at the moment. But, Michelle, we're shouting out to you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
We love you, Michelle.
I guess Michelle couldn't get through on the phone lines, but that's I told everyone earlier in the show there's a fire in the town of Paradise, California, and Paradise, California is where this radio station broadcasts from. So we don't have a lot of phone lines tonight and a lot of Internet capability, but I think we're doing great because we're immortal.
That's right.
So, let's see. Before I say that, I want to just talk about the piece of music that was just played. The music is by Tulku, and the name of the piece is Shanti Puja, and it's actually from a CD called Trance Yoga. And I love the words. The words are, lead us from the unreal to the real, from darkness into light, from death to immortality, Shanti, Shanti, and Shanti, as I say, every week means peace. So I love those words. I think it's so appropriate to have that song on this evening while I have People Unlimited on the show tonight. And where we left off before the break was about their trip to Australia and how the newspaper said that less people were dying, like the rates of death were down. And when you look at it, everybody, all listeners, the rates of death are going down. I mean, of course, the rates of death are going up in war. There's war all over the world. But in terms of people living longer, people are living longer. So it's a fact. We can live longer. Science is having incredible breakthroughs that's having us live longer. Jim, you talk a little bit about this because I know something about the ages that people are predicted to live until.
Well, yeah, thank you. Like you said, the lifespans are being increased all the time. There was talk I heard one of the medical spokespersons for CNN the other day expressed that it won't be long that, you know, they have expectancies of people living to 120. And so if we can live to 120, you know, I was saying, why not 125? Why not 140? Why not 160? I mean, it's perpetual from there. We're breaking those barriers. And then it's just on and on. I mean, once you've broken those barriers, you're propelled by a whole new kind of living. And this is such a great thing because then living gets more interesting. We've had people say, well, oh, my gosh, you know, living forever, how boring. Well, they're still looking out of the eyes of the boring life they live now. Immortality, when you wake up and you see out of totally different eyes, you see, you not only see, but you experience such an exciting living, such prospects, new ideas, new thoughts. I'm excited about my living that I have here with the people I live with. I'm excited about meeting new people. I'm excited about exploring this earth in a deeper way. I'm excited about exploring the universe. So it's endless. And this is what's propelling us on and on to have the in-depth human experiences that we've never had before.
And didn't we did talk about Columbus, you know, and how brave he must have been to set out from Spain thinking that he was going to fall off the flat world.
Exactly.
So the way I see you three is that somebody's got to go first. You're the ones who have spoken about out loud about going first. And fortunately, there's a whole bunch of people who want to go with you. Just like the people who must have gotten on those three boats.
Well, that's it. We're meeting more and more people all the time, and that's why we're coming to New York, to meet more people who really want to live. I mean, we're not, you know, we're people who just speak everything we feel. We speak spontaneously. We don't have scripts. We speak from our heart. We're not politicians, so we don't have to water it down.
That's what I love about you the most.
We're in a great political area. We're not running for office, so we're not worried about being voted in. All we're out to do is find people who really want to live. I mean, there's good people. We run into people who don't want to live. They'll criticize us. They'll call, they say we're crazy. Well, I think dying's crazy, I tell them. So, you know, so we're looking for the people who want to live. And we find them by really speaking honestly and speaking truthfully and the in-depth, given the in-depth feelings that we feel, we find those people, and that's what we're out to do.
Well, I am going to help you do that, and how I'm going to help you is, first of all, I'm going to let people know here in our last few moments of the show how exactly they can get in touch with you, and I'm going to let people know also how they can find us together in New York in October. So for those listeners who are really interested, first of all, I'm not going to limit it to the East Coasters because I happen to know there's a whole bunch of people coming also from Scottsdale at that very time. So let me let everyone know. First of all, you're going to be in New York speaking at the New Life Expo on October 17th to the 19th, and that takes place at the New Yorker Hotel, which is on 34th and 8th in Manhattan. And you'll have a booth there. I'm sorry, a table there at the New Life Expo, and you'll be speaking three times. So for people who just want to venture like an hour with you, they're welcome to come to the New Life Expo. Probably you'll be speaking on all 3 days, but we don't have that schedule yet. But it'll be published quite in advance, and people can come hear you. And then for people who want to venture a little deeper and spend 2 days with you, on October 25th and 26th in New York, and we don't know the place yet, you know, the venue, but we will know the venue soon enough. We'll have it on my website, butterflyworkshops.com, and you'll have it on your website on peopleunlimitedinc.com. October 25th and 26th, we're inviting anyone listening tonight and anyone who's listening who wants to tell their friends. if you want to hear about physical immortality, if something in you has been moved tonight about changing the way you think, changing the way your DNA is structured, rejecting the toxins of death, and wanting to be part of this, you should come to New York, October 25th and 26th. Two out of these three are going to be there. Chuck, unfortunately, is not going to be joining us in New York this time, but Bernie and Jim are coming, and I promise you, you will be sitting on the edge of your chairs. Or you'll be sitting in fear. I mean, I guess.
There won't be any in between.
That's right. There's almost no in between. You either hear it and you go, oh, yeah, this is it. I want to be around forever. Or you just go, oh, no. I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I can handle it, you know, like that. Anyway, I love it. I love your message. I'm completely moved by it and stirred by it, and I know Michelle is. She wrote in. She wrote so much. I wrote her back a quick thing saying I couldn't read it all. I couldn't. There was so much that she wanted to say to you. I know there's other people listening tonight that are just so for and in favor of living forever. They're taking care of themselves in a way they've never taken care of themselves before. So just in parting, anything that anyone wants to say, like maybe each of you want to say something just in terms of us going off the air.
Well, this is Chuck. It's been a pleasure to be on the show again with you, Laurie. And the one thing that would be great if people would recognize, and especially the religious community, that the Christian, Judeo-Christian religions, that death is mentioned to be the last enemy to be abolished, to be put underfoot, that it is an enemy and it is the last one to be destroyed. And this is what people need to recognize and prepare themselves to really live.
Chuck, yeah, thank you. I actually wouldn't just limit it to the Judeo-Christian community.
No, I'm just saying, as far as in their own religious thinking, they it's in their own religious teaching that death is abolished.
Yes. Thank you
so
much.
Yeah, you want to go ahead?
Well, I just want to say to you, Laurie, that thank you so much for having us on your show. And I'm just so thankful that we found each other, that you found us and we found you. It's just been really a nourishment to us, and you're just a beautiful, beautiful person, and I want to meet more and more people in this world that are these beautiful bodies who really want to move in a way they never, to live a way they've never lived before. They're so tired and so bored with life as it is, and all of the belief systems, and they don't find anything that really touches them in a way that causes them to even want to live. And so I'm looking forward to meeting those people.
Wonderful, Bernie. You know, and I want heaven on earth.
Yes.
So,
right.
You know, I want heaven on earth. The rest of it is bankrupt, and that's why I went into Tantra. And so then when I met you, and you were also talking about having heaven on earth, that was just, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that's ours for the taking. And I want to acknowledge you, Laurie, for taking your Tantra program to the highest level by realizing that if you're going to increase in the enjoyment and the pleasure and the health of your life, why not go all the way and live forever then? You know, why are healers healing people, for example, and then still accepting the inevitability of death? If you're going to heal a person may die of another disease a year later, what's the real purpose? We really need to go all the way. And everyone who has any type of program, method they're using in their life to improve their life need to really get this, that you know, if you're creating something for more joy, then why not go all the way and create an endless life?
That's it. Amen. That is definitely it. Thank you so much. I thank you. I honor you. I love you, and I am so appreciative that you were able to come on the show tonight. One quick thing I want to say. We didn't talk about sex.
Oh, my God. Next time we'll have to talk about sex.
Everybody likes to talk about
sex. Sex is always more better when you're more alive.
Well,
that's the bottom line.
You'll have to have us on again sometime.
I'd love it. You three take care. I'm going to sign off for tonight. This is Laurie Handlers with Tantra Cafe. You've been listening to bbsradio.com. We made it through the program. I'm thrilled, and we are staying alive. See you next week.